How amazing is it that the God who created everything still cares for each one of us? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever stopped to think about just how amazing God is? I mean, the same hands that created the entire universe and formed galaxies are also the ones who love us so deeply. But what's even more mind-blowing is that this all-powerful God cares about you personally. He knows every detail of your life, and if you're a Christian, he's always with you, no matter where you are or what's going on. Let's get into it with today's poem, God of Stars by Faith Lewis. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, high above, so very far. One of trillions, each in place in the vast expanse of space. Yet, they can't start to compare with the God who put them there, who formed planets with a word, and on each a name conferred. A God all-powerful and wise, yet on humankind he rests his eyes, infinite, eternal, but not far away. He's with us every single day. The hands that formed the galaxies made each and every part of me. And now those same hands bear the scars that prove he loves my broken heart. The voice that said, "Let there be light," whispers in my darkest night. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, thank you, God, for who you are. Okay, so let's think about this a little more. Have you ever thought about the fact that the same hands who made the stars were nailed to the cross for you? How does it feel to know that God, the one who said, "Let there be light," and created the entire universe, loves you so much that the Father sent his only Son, Jesus, to die and rise again so you could have a relationship with him? If you want to know more about this amazing gift, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. And if you want to dig deeper into that, read John 1, 1-14 and chapter 20, verses 24-31. When we think about God's power, it's easy to feel like he's unapproachable. God is worthy of all our respect and worship, but he is also personal, and he wants to be in a close relationship with us. Because he is all-knowing and all-powerful, he is never too busy for you. He is close when you're happy and when you're sad, and he cares about everything that's going on in your life. Consider taking a moment to talk to God about whatever comes to mind, the good, the bad, the confusing, and the wonderful. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm chapter 8, verses 3 and 4, "When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them?" And see for yourself what God says in Psalm 136, 1-9, Isaiah 40, verses 26-31, and Colossians 1, 15-20, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a free resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, but it's not free to produce it. It costs over $500 per day to pay for stories, printing, editing, and podcast production. All of that is supported by gifts from listeners and readers like yourself. Help us in supporting Unlocked when you make a donation at unlocked.org and tap donate. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, a little bit of music history about Isaac Watts, who some people considered a heretic. And incidentally, he wrote some of the best English hymns that we still sing today. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Should I sing this poem? That's probably a poor choice.